AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Demonstrators are in Paris today. About 100 people were detained after protests leading up to the UN climate talks turned violent. Police fire rounds of tear gas to disperse the protesters. The climate negotiations today started with a moment of silence to honor the victims of the attacks in Paris earlier this month. President Obama is on his way to Paris. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president sees global warming as a problem of transcendent importance, and further delay in confronting it as unacceptable.
If we don't get started now, it's going to be too late.
The summit's goal is curbs on heat-trapping gases that, taken together, would limit the rise in average global temperatures this century to 2 degrees Celsius.
Hopefully, we can say we've still got a fighting chance.
Jennifer Morgan of the World Resources Institute says most nations have made significant pledges, even China and India. So the big fight in Paris may be over cash to help poor countries do their part. Mark Smith at the White House.
A law enforcement source says the suspect in the Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado said after his arrest, no more baby parts. Planned Parenthood cited witnesses as saying Robert Louis Deere was motivated by his opposition to abortion. Three people were killed in Colorado Springs. Local Planned Parenthood CEO Vicky Coward thinks the suspect was encouraged by political attacks against her organization.
We've experienced so much hateful language, hateful speech. Such a negative environment has been created around the work that Planned Parenthood does.
She was on ABC's This Week. A man near Pittsburgh is now in custody at a local hospital. Ray Shetler Jr. is charged with the shooting death of a police officer who was responding to a call of a domestic dispute. Shetler is being treated for a gunshot wound. This is AP Radio News. Big game in the NFL is tonight in Denver. The undefeated New England Patriots play the Broncos. Denver starting quarterback will be Brock Osweiler and not Peyton Manning.
It's just a football game, no offense or anything, but you guys are the ones who build it up and the fans build it up on social media and things like that. But, Chicago at the end of the day was a road football game, and this Sunday against the Patriots is a home football game against a great opponent.
Osweiler played last week against the Bears. Bill Belichick's Patriots are hobbling with injuries heading into this game.
Challenges that we face from this team are numerous. It's really just all about focusing on Denver Broncos this week.
Also today in the National Football League, games with playoff implications include the New York Giants visit Washington in the NFC East. Minnesota is at Atlanta. Tampa Bay is at Indianapolis. The New Orleans Saints visit Houston. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are at Seattle. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.